told them, Nada, you cannot do any mistake. No offense at all, I know. We do also what you are doing in preaching. Though anyone not like to speak like this, but he has to speak to inspire their newfied disciples. So it was not anything offense. But I will tell your message to all your God brothers. Then he requested, I want that. You should give my samadhi here in Vrindavan with your own hand. Hearing this, I began to weep that he is going to depart from us and he is going to Golok Vrindavan to serve his Prabhu, Radha and Krishna. He told that you must accept my this desire. I told him, yes, I will serve you this order. And I did. He also requested me that you should know that I have brought so many devotees from here, from world, here and there. But I could not have time to train them. They may be in future they quarrel and they don't will not their honor and anything. So please help them. And so many times he told. Then I called all the devotees who were there in GVC, Tamal Krishna Giriraj, Jaya Pataka, Brahmananda, Kirtanananda, all were there. And they came and he told, oh, come on here. Narayan Maharaj is telling something. Then I told, don't think that he is going to die. He will never die. He cannot die. So you should try to continue his mission, preaching in whole world. If you are giving honor to each other, not neglecting any third-class devotee, even Kanishtha Adhikari, never. Try to give them respect. Then you can preach his mission. So you should try to preach his mission throughout the world, to publish his books, to distribute his books, and to carry on the mission. This is your service. Don't quarrel among yourself for money and prestige and for false egos, worldly egos. But that took place, they never wanted to give honor to anyone. They wanted to control all by intelligence. That was some wrong process. I wanted to help them so much, but they feared that he is going to take our position, wealth and devotees, but I was not going to take over. Without self again, I wanted to carry out and to serve the order of Swamiji, that I must, without any gain, I should help the devotees. And I did. I went to give evidence to Bombay so many times, whole day remaining there, without self again. But I don't know why they have banned on me that any devotee cannot meet him, cannot hear.
You will burn us up.
And also, I cannot visit to even to Samadhi, to which I am getting my...
They don't allow you.
But I never took any offense of any devotees. Because he told that they are not trained. And that is why I never took their offense. Still now, I want to help them. That we should know. His mission was this, that we are all one family. One family. Those who are chanting and remembering Krishna and thinking that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also worshiping in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are one family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know that Swamiji has not, Swamiji means Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, has not established a new thing, ISKCON. ISKCON is not new thing. Where he has given the definition, you can see what definition he has given. This is the essence of his sanstha.
Mission.
Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. This is Krishna consciousness. Everything, his all intelligence, everything is saturated by love and affection of Radha and Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radha. So, from beginning, Krishna gave mantra to Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri to Brahma. So he is first in our life. He is first ISKCON member. Narada Rishi is first, second, and third, Vyasadeva. Krishna Dvaipayan Vyasadeva. And fourth, then Sukadeva
Goswami.
And thus coming. Sarpa Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, all the Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, up to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, my Gurudev, and his all brothers, and this Prabhu Bhaktivedanta Swami. They are all ISKCON. So he has not established any new thing. Same wine in new bottle. Nothing else. So ISKCON is transcendental. So anyone chanting Krishna, Krishna iti jasya girin tang manushadhi dikshasti cheta Shushrusya bhajan vigyamanan nimanna nindadi sunna hitamipsati samalabha. Even anyone not initiated by anyone, not initiated, even. And he chanting and remembering Krishna. He should be honored. If you are not honoring, then you are offending. To name and devotee and guru, three offenses at a time. And if he is initiated, really, in real sense, not that we have received the diksha and we are falling down daily. No. Diksha means the Divya Jnanam, transcendental knowledge should be there, realized. Then diksha. And secondly, all sins, offenses have gone away. And really one has realized what is transcendental knowledge and love and affection to Krishna and Srimati Radhika. In the line of Mahaprabhu or in the line of Rupa Goswami, then it is diksha. Otherwise not diksha. External only, for sacrifice, to give some inspiration that you have been initiated. Initiated person, really, he cannot go down. Never he will fall down. So it seems that those who have not taken really initiation from Swamiji and not have followed his all rules and regulation and realized his teachings, they were fallen, they are fallen down. We are saying they are fallen down, but now, oh, they were. So we should try to take his all teachings. Everywhere he has started. You can read this Krishna iti jasya girin in his Upadeshamrita Parpat. And also in the Parpat of the Tannamarupa Charitade Sukritananu Krameena Rasanam Manasi Niyutya Tishthan Prajet Padanuragi Jananugami Kaamai Akhilam Ityupadesa Sara. What? Essence of all this. Oh, here is it. We will in class, and another day he will drink. So he has written everything. He had not told that, oh, my all devotees, my all in
only my devotees.
Devotees. They should only honor my devotees. Never yet. So we should try to know all these things. So we are in a very big family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. In Krishna, Radhika, Radhika family especially. Anyone chanting and remembering, though he is not initiated. And if he is initiated, then what to do? We are doing pranam with heart. And those who are chanting and remembering Ashtakaliya Leela, not criticizing any devotee. No dvesh, irsya.
Envy
to fall in. And we should give up our life and soul in his lotus. These are his teaching. His teaching are same as Rupa Goswami teaching. His teaching are the same, and the mission and message is same like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No difference at all. So, I have only come to carry his orders like a servant. My aim of the life was something that what to tell any good devotee. If a dog of my Gurudev or Swamiji will come and tell that I have some relation with Swamiji, or I will worship him. I will give him so much honor. And this should be the aim of all the devotees. So, from tomorrow we will have classes about this. Though my English is lame and very poor, but I will try to give you something, what I know, and what he has ordered. Only to follow this, his order I have come. Not to collect any money, this is no my aim. And to collect so many
followers.
Disciples,
followers.
Never.
Flowers.
Only I have come.
Flowers.
And I am happy that in this thing, I am so much successful due to my colleagues, my god brothers like Govinda Pal Prabhu, Shyam Rani,
Ramesh,
Puru Prabhu, Upananda Prabhu, all they are helping me. What name? Oi Prabhu?
Agrai Prabhu.
So all are helping me in this manner.
Tetapada Prabhu.
So I cannot repay you all.
Pragante Prabhu from Venezuela arrived.
Oh, I remember you. I'm happy to meet you. Very good. Thank you. So we will discuss all these things in my our classes today. Go. And Krishna will not control them.
Oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will discover what we can investigation. That thing is that. That, this idea that Swamiji, their Gurudev was not transcendent. Never he was. And he was poisoned. And he was dead. So, no strong belief on him. Understand me? But our thought is somewhat separate. We don't believe in this. I also have belief that you will not die, you will not die. Anyone in this world will not die because they are transcendental. and the eternal servant of Krishna. All is eternal. But now this body has come, this must go. For pure devotees, oh no, this body. Their body is also transcendent. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been written, Dikha kale bhakta kare atma samarpa, Sei kale Krishna kare tare atma shama. Sei deha tar kare chidanandamaya, aprakriti dehe Krishna chaya. What is the meaning?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining to Srila Sanatana Goswami that at the time of Diksha, when the devotee completely surrenders his Atma at the Lord's
feet, but not this external Diksha. It hasn't told her that Diksha. Really he attained that Diksha. At that time what?
When he, the disciple, Atma completely to his Gurudev, then the Krishna himself, he accepts that disciple to be on an equal level to him. And the disciple, he receives his siddhadeha. And in that siddhadeha, he directly renders service to the Lord's feet of Krishna.
And always serve. Always. How a worldly person can touch so he has not a minute time to waste in these things. Always chanting. Even these classes of devotees, they don't worry for their maintaining life. If a man has Shraddha, the desire to serve Krishna, and he has what, Saranagat?
Surrender.
At that time everything has happened. How to support, how to nourish. Always do. Krishna will have to maintain. Why he's doing it?
He maintains the elephant.
Hmm?
He maintains the elephants.
What?
Krishna maintains elephants. Raja.
The ant.
He provides for them to eat and everything.
Yes. Mosquitoes here, there. Crocodiles. Being human being, and we are always worried for this, then we are more than animals. More than animals. That is why it has been told, sato vritti. Where is sato vritti? In what is one, what shloka?
Utsaham is
the shloka.
Ah, where?
Utsaham is the
derjat.
Tat karma pravartana.
Why not remember? You remember the your father's name, forefather's name, your guru's name, and why not these? This is right. Shatavritti, you remember? You? This is right. What is the meaning of Shatavritti? What?
Follow in the footsteps of our previous acharyas. Practice as they were practicing, to remember, think.
To maintain one's livelihood,
yeah,
in the same way that the previous acharyas, sadhus, had maintained their livelihood according to their position in a household life or in renounced to Buddha.
There are two kinds of acharyas, one householder and one
renounced.
Renounced will follow renounced. Those who are family, yes, achar of like Srinivasa Acharya, like Pandavas, Srinivasa Acharya, Raya Ramananda, the father of Raya Ramananda. What?
Bhavananda
Rao. And the father of Kavikarnapura.
Sivananda
Sen. Sivasen. You know Damayanti and his brother?
Raghav Pandit.
Srinivasacharya, you know? His daughter was Hemlata, Acharya.
Hemlata
Thakurani.
Jahnava Thakurani. So, Prabhupada's, as Prabhupada's disciples, we have to go broke and then take sannyas.
Huh?
As Prabhupada's disciples, we have to lose everything and then take sannyas.
Oh, Srinivasacharya never took sannyas. Sivas Pandit never took Acharya, sannyas.
But the verse was as our guru.
If you want to follow and want to develop your Krishna consciousness, you will have to come in this course. Otherwise. Whether you are family one, renounce order also coming down, you are seeing. Grihastha are also being deep. Sato vritti is a medicine for them. But we can tell that, oh, we are in Western countries. We cannot be like this. Hare Krishna. Any program?
Class at 8 o'clock.
From 8. But at 8 I can.
No.
We should make it, if they are not opposing, then we should make a time to go there. They will oppose?
No.
You should check up.
And
then tomorrow or day after tomorrow, we may go in Guru Puja. Doing pranam and offering there. And then here all the devotees, local devotees, they may come at 10 or they will be out. But if in morning then I can sit
some.
Or just now. Not the better. So if in morning class, this time is better. Monday we will go and after that. I will give class. Only 3 days we are here. Today, tomorrow. So you should make any program. And evening, it is all right. Some